Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2621, 5 Things You Need to Know Before Buying a House, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Things You Need to Know Before Buying a House, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I hate buying houses. I don't hate many things, but I've lost millions of dollars buying houses. The stress is unbearable when you need to sell it, and you have no money when you need it. It's a prison. The white picket fence is the prison bars. The bank is the guards looking in. And the need to protect your family keeps you in a solitary confinement of guilt and anxiety and stress. I won't give all the reasons. Google Altucher and home ownership. I wrote about it a few times. Then someone wrote against my arguments, and I responded to those. On and on. But some people simply must own homes. I will no longer argue with them. Everyone wants to know, is now the right time? They have good reasons. Roots. A lawn for their kids. Somehow lawns cost a $100,000 down payment and huge interest rates. A place where they know they can be for 20 years, even though on average, Americans buy new houses every 5 years. They love the neighborhood and there are no rentals in the neighborhood. They think it's an investment. And it's the American dream. Blah. Fine, buy a house. Never forget that you're being brainwashed by banks, by marketing campaigns, by Fannie Mae, controlled by the government, by your job that is afraid of you having mobility, by governments that love to know where all of your assets are when they need to seize them, and so on. As long as you're aware of those, then you're ready for what I write next. But please, at least do the following checklist before you make this decision. You have to say yes to all of what follows, and then it might be a decent choice for you. A, you love toilets. Or talking about them. Or talking to people who love toilets. Because I hate to be the one to break this to you, but you're losing your hair. And clumps of hair will get in your pipes, and then your toilets will stop. And when guests are over, the toilet will overflow and stuff will go all over the floor. It will happen. Good luck. B, you love Home Depot. Love it. It's so amazing. Empty aisle after empty aisle. It stretches to infinity and nobody seems to work there. It's like an abandoned Death Star. Where did all the stormtroopers go? Is there one goddamn person who can tell me where the air conditioners are? And then the bug spray and the shovels. I need a shovel now, but there's nobody. C, you don't know how to add. I have nothing against that. A lot of people can't do basic addition. I'm one of them. Again, I lost millions. If you don't know how to add, I have a solution that makes it so that you don't need to know how to add. But first, what is the true cost of your house? Own equals down payment plus size of mortgage plus all the interest payments, plus all the taxes, which can't be calculated since taxes will go up in unexpected ways, plus all maintenance, which also can't be calculated, plus opportunity cost of time, which is minimal because you love Home Depot and toilets. Rent. All of your rental payments added up minus what you would make buying bonds with the money you would have used on a down payment. Then compare the two. Which one is more? Don't do the choice that adds up to more, unless see parts D and E. You can argue that I should also minus what one would make from the rising value of a house. But it's basically unpredictable, and people put that money into buying the next house anyway. And if you believe in housing as an investment, you can rent and then take what would have been your down payment, borrow 100% against it, this is allowed in any bank, and buy a residential REIT on the stock market. Then it's liquid and you can sell anytime regardless of how the economy's doing. So if you truly believe that housing is going up from here, that is, you're a prophet from God and somehow know these things when nobody else does, then you can rent and put all your money times two into a REIT. So a house is a good investment is never really a good argument, unless D, you love death, debt, and divorce when it happens to others. There's no way to predict if housing is going up or down. So you need to get death, debt, or divorce on your side. These are basically the only ways you can guarantee you're getting a better deal than anyone else. If every house in an area is going for $400,000, then you wanna make sure that you don't pay more than $200,000 to $250,000. That's called good investing. Good investing is not about predicting the future, it's about getting a deal. This is an important concept no matter what you're investing in, and it's the concept everyone forgets. You get a deal when someone dies and the kids don't wanna handle the hassle. You get a deal when two people get divorced and they need to sell their house quickly regardless of price. And you get a deal when someone gets into too much debt and, for instance, is foreclosed on. That's it. Sometimes you get a deal when someone has to move for work, but also in these days, this is usually related to debt. Don't buy a house unless you're getting a deal, even if you've convinced yourself you'll be living there for 30 years. Remember, you can't predict the future. Well, you don't need a deal if. And E, you have a lot of cash. If you buy a house, have four times the amount of the mortgage sitting in cash in your bank account. That seems like a lot, right? Why not just buy the house in cash? Because then you might run out of money, particularly if there's a prolonged economic slump. Again, unpredictable, but why risk the worst case scenario when you don't have to? I don't like to risk bad worst case scenarios. I don't think there will be a big slump, but why take a chance with your life? Worst case scenarios are too scary. You can die. Cash is a beautiful thing. Having cash in the bank keeps you calm when everyone else is committing suicide. Treat your cash nice so it treats you nice. Don't throw it all into a down payment on a house. As I explained in prior posts, that's a very nasty thing to do with your cash. So there, that's my checklist. I assume you do all the other things, whether you rent or buy. Look for good schools, live in a nice area, etc. This is not an argument against buying a house. I respect that many people want to own a home for whatever reason. This is just my checklist. This is an argument to keep you sane so you can focus on other things in your life. Follow this checklist, and whether you rent or own, you will preserve enough of your sanity to be able to be creative and explore the world. Be an explorer, not a prisoner. You just listened to the post titled, Five Things You Need to Know Before Buying a House by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I will admit that I got incredibly lucky on my house. I bought a very good flip 6 years ago for $150,000 and have never had to deal with the cost of any major repairs. Yes, even the toilets are fine. As much as I've gotten lucky, it could have very easily gone the other way. And that is the risk of home ownership. I've seen data that supports that on average, over long periods of time, renting and owning work out to be about the same cost-wise. I agree with James that your mortgage is the least you will pay when you decide to own your home. With renting, your rent is the most you will pay. But you face the reality of being priced out by rising rents. So for example, in New York City, I had to move almost every single year because the rent went up $100 a month. You might also disagree with your landlord on required maintenance, like when one of my New York City landlords refused to get an exterminator for our roach problem. It can be harder to rent with pets, I now have three, and you're restricted on making the place your own. For example, often you're not permitted to paint, etc. I think home ownership gets most stressful when people make the choice to buy before they're financially ready, or they buy too much house, and so the costs become unmanageable. Not only should you have the 20% down payment and be able to afford the mortgage and property taxes, but you should have the cash reserves to deal with the large expenses that come up. I think buying a house is the last thing you should do. First, get out of high interest debt, save your cash reserves, get a good head start on retirement investments, and then buy a house if it's really that important to you. But that should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.